In 1975, I was invited by God to become a pastor. I was not trying to do that. And we made my decision to follow God in my new adventure. Many people gave me recommendation, advice in the way of accepting this particular call. My local pastor, my father, my mother, my friends, they all gave me advice in light of this new life. But I remember my conversation with Brother Jeff. He was my spiritual brother in Christ and my youth leader, pastor back in my home church in Puerto Rico. He said to me, "Flaco," I'll let you know what flaco means later. "Flaco, be wise in your studies, in your decisions, and your actions." Brother Jeff got to know me very well in light of who I was. He knew that I was an okay student. I remember that to him. And he knew that I was coming from Puerto Rico to Springfield, Missouri, to face a new dynamics of studying English. And he knew me very well. He said, "Be wise with your studies and decision making, because you know, young people sometimes tend to make the wrong decisions, especially when they are away from home." Well, that's a different message. "Behold, wise men from the east came to Jerusalem, asking, 'Where is he who was born king of the Jews? For we have seen his star in the east and have come to worship him.'" From the east, we have come to worship him. Take that in your mind right now. The gospel text that we use in the Lutheran tradition for many years, it's the same text from Matthew chapter 2, verses 1 through 12, the story about the three wise men that came to Jesus, and we go and we call that the epiphany of our Lord, or the revelation, the demonstration, the affirmation of who Jesus is. So we go through the motion of the whole liturgy in the church to emphasize that these three wise men came to Jesus at one particular time, and they were guided by the star, and they were following the star at night, and they were giving themselves to the fact that I'm going to be led by the star to the point where I'm going to stop, and I'm going to see what is this all about. So that's part of that understanding as we read from Matthew chapter 2. But you know, these wise men, they were not foolish men. They were wise. They knew that as they were looking to a star that was completely, has a different dimension to it, something especially was taking place, so they decided to follow. It was not that they read the Bible, per se, or perhaps somebody gave them an invitation to come to see this new old king. No, they simply were following the star that was leading them to see Jesus. I think that this wise man made this journey in anticipation of seeing with their own eyes how prophecy has been fulfilled. As we read in Micah chapter 5, verse 2, it says, "But you, Bethlehem, in the land of Judah, are by no means least among the rulers of Judah. Out of you, you will ever come a new ruler who will shepherd my people Israel." These wise men were looking for a king who will command their respect and honor. A king to whom they could show reverence. A king not their own, from their own nation, but a king they could serve regardless of the political, perhaps, or the geography, or the, where they came from, the boundaries. These wise men or magi from Iran, as we know today, were looking for not a particular ruler, but they were looking for God incarnate. God made flesh. God's promise made real. They were incredibly wise in seeking indeed this position. God incarnate, God made flesh, God's promise made real. I don't know about you, but when I think about these three wise men, I kind of place myself to learn from them, perhaps, to get a certain point in light of what does it mean to travel 300 miles to you know, from following the star at night and come to the point where you will receive this blessing of the newborn king. The reality will transform you. I like to get to know them. How can I do that? Because I know, to me, our Christianity develops as we journey along. You see what I'm saying? We are not really called to be just simply sitting around a wonderful church, just being cool about it. We need to take another step. And that's part of the risking moment of our faith. It's comfortably sometimes for us to feel, well, I'm going to go to church on Sunday morning, and that will be it for the week. I mean, when you talk about this three wise men, they were looking for the incarnate God. God made flesh. God who is promised was given to them, and they do not completely receive it or got it, but they were willing to follow the star that will lead them to get to know Jesus. And that's a really wise decision. They were looking to worship the one. These men came from different country, my friend. Different reality. And they simply were following and from a different system, and I knew they recognized the importance of them getting together and let us together follow and get led by the star to find this man, this baby. We are called to be united. I don't see them walking solo, right? They're walking together to indicate that the effort to reach for Jesus or for God has to be done in unison. And when they came to the place, they were the first person that bowed down to this king. They were the first one. We like to talk about their gift a lot, you know, the gold medal and all that detail like that. But I personally like to talk about the way that they came in, and the first thing that they did when they saw the baby with Mary, they bowed themselves and worshiped him. Three people from different type of the world, they're coming at night, and when they see the reality, they just simply worship this being that's in front of them. And they're saying to themselves, we got it. Joy came to their heart and all that, and they entered the house and they offered them their gift. You know, the wise men saw the star leading them because they were looking for the star. They were looking for it. And when they finally stopped moving, they were full of joy They knew they had reached their destination. When they entered the house, they saw the child with Mary, and when they saw, they worshiping him. The Lord gave them the light to follow, to see the light of the world in Jesus Christ. Now, there's another important observation, if you wish, in this guy, in the text. They came and they went to Jerusalem. You notice that? You know, they first they came to, supposed to be Bethlehem. So they came to Jerusalem and they were wondering, asking about this newborn king. And Herod heard him. Ooh, a newborn king. What is it all about? Can you tell me more about it? In the story? And when the wise men knew that something was not right, he's asking too many questions. And I think we are in the wrong spot. We are in the wrong town. We're supposed to be, let us follow the star again. So they went from Jerusalem to Bethlehem. Now, as you perhaps travel through the holidays, the first thing that we do at home as we travel to Indiana, we get into the car, we punch what? A phone. Yeah, we need that. You put your GPS and your mark, and you're gonna be led from Clive to Indiana. Now, if you go to a, wanted to go in a different route, you have to punch it again, and sometimes, as you drive following your GPS, you want to have this wonderful voice, this woman telling you, you know, your destination is about to come. Stay to your left, and you will see, and she's so nice, and you're all set. There's a point where she's not saying anything. She's very quiet. And you are in this new route, and you say, where should I go? Should I go left? And you go to the point, those who are driving say, talk to me. Indicate to me where I'm supposed to go. You know, we like to laugh about it, but you know, there's a point where we had to follow Jesus' GPS. You're not saying amen to me? Jesus' GPS. Jesus' GPS. You can say it, come on. Jesus GPS. That is a point because we have, for some reason, sometimes we tend to get lost easily. Anything will come and perhaps will distract us and pull us away from the right path. Can be anything. And we're gonna lose track. But the opportunity for us to settle will come when we follow. Like in the Magi, I say, well, we went to Jerusalem. Now we need to go to Bethlehem. We are in the wrong spot now, but we're going to be led by the same star. You see the same star. Jesus wants you and I to be with him, to follow him. Even though we do the wrong thing, sometimes he's still there trying to lead us, to be the light that will guide us. To that point, let me tell you a story. Long time ago, I went to Dominican Republic to the countryside of the east side, and it was dark when there's no electricity. And I remember driving, well, where somebody else was driving, and we went on this path. It was tight, and it was dark, and we, you know, the window was open because it was heat, and it was warm, and we heard people talking. I said, people walking in this dark? And they were walking, and we stopped and said, where are you guys going? It's dark out. I mean, kind of joking with them, say, oh no, we are walking to go to the church. That's on the other side. And there, they have electricity. You see what I'm saying? There will be power, there will be light. It will not be dark. You walk in this dark moment to go like a faithful people to that a small church where they have perhaps a generator producing light for you to enjoy the time there. The three wise men, they were very wise to follow the star at night and to follow the star to the end. And when they came to the place, they were joyfully happy. Restoration took place in their life. I tell you, the best way for us to do that is we follow the Christ. And that is being very, very wise. Thanks be to God. Amen. Let us pray. Gracious Heavenly Father, we thank you for being with us, for leading us to be with you. We thank you for the three wise men that went following the star, and they reached to the point where they joyfully engage themselves in celebrating who Jesus is. Help us to do so. We pray in Jesus' name. Amen.